Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
That was Kevin Pollak as Christopher Walken hyping my book. But now it's time for everyone's favorite. You guys ready for some cinnamon gum?
Oh, yeah.
I know I am. Cinnamon gum! All together now with feeling. Cinnamon gum!
Okay.
That was quite the intro, Sam. First I get a book push, and then I get... cinnamon gum? I mean,
this show is all about Michael Mackey today.
Literally best day ever. Thanks for that, Samuel L. Stevie. I literally need to bring you iced coffee more often.
I know how to get Mackey to take a little bit of a break from the show.
Sports ball. Are you talking about sports ball?
Aaron Rodgers has finally decided he will sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers ahead of the team's mandatory veteran mini camp.
I'm going to go get a bubbly water.
But what number will he wear on his uniform with his new team?
Don't care.
Though the Steelers...
I agree with Mackey on this one. Who cares?
Well, wait a minute. There's a reason you might want to.
Okay.
What number did he wear in all of his years in Green Bay?
12.
That's correct.
Okay.
12 is not retired by the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Meaning he can wear 12.
Who used to wear 12? Oh, God.
I'm not a Steelers fan.
You don't have to be. I know who wore 12 for the Dallas Cowboys in the 1970s.
I'm not a sports
fan. I couldn't tell you
fan.
Who wore 12 for the Dallas Cowboys in the 1970s either.
The number 12 was worn for 14 years by one Terry Bradshaw.
Oh, nice.
Who won 4 Super Bowls with the Steelers in the 70s and early 80s.
Love Terry. He's a great broadcaster.
Okay.
I heard he played football at some point.
He did, Sam. I grew up watching Terry Bradshaw, and it was Roger Staubach that... wore 12 for the Dallas Cowboys.
So would you be offended
I would not watch.
Well, then why wouldn't they retire the number if Steelers fans feel this way?
There's a hint in this story from the USA Today that the Steelers may rush the... Why is it not retired yet? The man retired from football in 1983.
I know. Like I said, I heard he played football at some point.
He did, Sam. Terry Bradshaw did play football.
Is Terry Bradshaw still alive?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You are the king of killing people on this program that are fully alive.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad that he's alive. I don't know. You said 83. That
who did
was a
he?
Long time
who did
ago.
He kill last time?
Ellen Shank.
Oh, that's right.
Who is still alive?
Very
and
much. So.
I saw her about 2 months ago. She is very much alive.
Good for her, and good for Terry Bradshaw. Good for everyone who is still alive that I think has kicked the bucket. Terry Bradshaw is he's a DJ, or an announcer now, isn't he?
A DJ.
He's an announcer person.
Do you think
right?
It might be time to stop talking?
This is Terry Bradshaw on the mix.
Sunny in 75 here in Pittsburgh.
Is that what he sounds like?
No.
I'm TB.
What number do you want him to have? You don't even want him to be on the team.
I don't want him to be on the team.
But he's better than Mason Rudolph. Sorry, Mason.
We should at least make the note that today is the 81st anniversary of D-Day. Veterans gathered today in Normandy to mark the 81st anniversary of the D-Day landings, a pivotal moment in World War II that eventually led to the collapse of Adolf Hitler's regime. Along the coastline and near the D-Day landing beaches, tens of thousands of onlookers attended the commemoration, which included parachute jumps, flyovers, remembrance ceremonies, parades, and historical reenactments. Many were there to cheer the ever-dwindling number of surviving veterans, all in their late 90s or older, all remembered the thousands who died. The June 6, 1944 invasion, listen to these numbers, it's incredible. D-Day invasion of Nazi-occupied France used the largest ever armada of ships, troops, planes, and vehicles to breach Hitler's defenses in Western Europe. A total of 4,400 Allied troops were killed on D-Day itself. 4,414. In the ensuing Battle of Normandy, 73,000 Allied forces were killed, 153,000 wounded. Wow. The exact German casualties are unknown, but historians estimate between 4,000 and 9,000 German soldiers were killed on D-Day.
81 years.
Mm-hmm. 2 in 5 Americans are, quote, bad at mornings, according to new research. The survey of 2,000 Americans revealed that 38% agreed with this sentiment, and respondents get out of bed later than planned an average of 8 times per month. For 1 in 10 respondents, this happens more than 20 times per month. When they're rushing through their morning routine after staying in bed longer than planned, respondents were most likely to skip eating breakfast, 41%. But others neglect personal hygiene. Gross.
They don't brush their teeth or put deodorant on or shower.
With 16% say they skip showering, 11% say they will go about their day without brushing their teeth.
Boom. Oh, boom.
That is gross.
I mean, read the story.
Gross.
You do this to yourself.
Me?
Yep. Not you personally, but anybody who can't sleep through their alarm. I have officially made it through my first week of my alarm going off at 5 a.m.
Wait, why are you getting up at 5 a.m.?
Oh, God, here we go.
Well, I don't know who I am anymore because 6 months ago, I didn't wake up before 9:30 every day.
The crack of noon. Okay.
Hey.
Go on.
But I have been getting up early and earlier. I started going to the gym in the morning, and I recently became certified as a personal trainer. And I am working.
What?
No, it's what?
I am now a certified personal trainer.
Well,
of 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago today.
If you are a certified personal trainer in this studio, raise your hand. Oh, that would be.
Two of us.
So anyway.
If you have better things to do with your life, raise your hand.
Oh, then take care of myself?
I take care of myself.
So anyway.
Hang on.
So anyway.
I have to be a personal trainer, certified personal trainer?
No,
to take
I just
care
took it to
myself?
The next step.
That is really impressive. How did I not know this nugget? I mean, I follow you pretty closely. I didn't even know that you were going.
I didn't talk about it a whole lot. Mentioned it a couple times on the air, but other than that, I just.
You need to pat yourself on the back
because that took
effort and energy.
Don't worry, he has.
What, pat himself on the back?
You are so nice to me.
I'm just giving you grief today. I'm teasing you.
So on Monday, I started at a new gym
teaching?
Where I'm going to be teaching. I have not started teaching yet, but the classes that I am shadowing start at 6 a.m.
Wait, hold the phone. You're going to be teaching like Group X?
Yeah.
Group X. You, Sam, Stevie, are going to be teaching group exercise.
I will.
What are you teaching and when? And I will be there with bells on and not
you
much else.
You are more than welcome to join. It will be weights classes.
Have you ever taken a Michael Mackey class?
I have not.
Because I have.
You know I teach barbell. You know I teach body pump, right?
I do.
Is that what you're teaching?
To be able to attend. I will be teaching whatever my lead instructor decides the class will look like.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. But anyway, so I've had to get up at 5 a.m. every
day
this
week. No one cares
why
you have to get up. Let's go back to the you teaching group fitness.
So
I will.
When I took a Mackey class several years ago, I think the ab workout portion is all the laughing you do. It's Michael Mackey is on stage when he is in front of a group of people that he's teaching a gym class.
Oh, it's
to.
A performance.
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no.
Yeah.
He would have us put, depending on your strength, either 5 or 10 pound weights in each hand, right? And you would have to put them out in front of you, you know, facing with your palms facing each other with the weight in your hands. You know I'm telling the truth. And it doesn't matter if it's 50-50 guys and gals. It doesn't matter. Because here's what you hear.
Wait. I got it. You ready?
Yep.
Drive the car.
Hang on. I'm not there yet.
Oh.
And a one and a two. Come on, ladies. And a one and a two and a one and a two. Drive that car. We're steering right. We're steering left. Drive that car. We're steering right. We're steering left. Come on, ladies. One, two. Am I right or am I right?
You are right. But listen, you can pilfer any of my 80s and 90s remixes that you need. I have probably 600 Madonna remixes.
Well, it's not going to be like that. It's more of a group lifting class. Steer to the left. Steer to the right. Crisscross.
Okay.
Now do some shoulder press. No, it's not going to be like that.
That's a Mackey class from the text line. My wife dragged me to a Michael Mackey class. He embarrassed me by calling me the eye candy in the room.
Or like the guy candy.
And his class kicked my ass.
Okay, I'm not the buffest person, but if I'm up in front of you, I will, like, literally, I was bleeding out of both eyes and ears one time in my class because a Marine came and stood right in front of me. And this Marine had a shirt, and the shirt said, "Bring it." And I was like, oh no. It had already been broaded.
You're going to hurt today.
And I killed him. And then I went to the... After stage, I went to the back room and I curled up in the fetal position.
So anyway, if you have trouble getting up on time, go to bed earlier.
All right.
913-586.
Certified personal trainer. Snap.
7798-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Wait, is that where 10-4 Rubber Ducky comes from?
10-4 Rubber Ducky?
I say 10-4 Rubber Ducky all the time. I had no idea.
I don't think it started with this song, but it came from Truckers.
Huh. Anyway, it's also Convoy Day.
Because and it came from Bert and Ernie.
Dark of the Moon on the 6th of June.
I did not know that that song referenced the 6th of June.
The Kenworth Holland Logs.
How is that again?
Who sang something McCall?
C.W. McCall.
C.W. McCall, that's right.
Yeah, the text line is so good for just random useless trivia. I'm here for it. Thank you, text line, for being a beacon of knowledge.
From the We Can't Find These Convicts Who Have Escaped file, authorities announcing that they are investigating another social media post, the second in a week, showing a man who identifies himself as Antoine Massey, a fugitive still on the lam, after escaping 3 weeks ago, I believe 3 weeks ago today, from a New Orleans jail. The latest Instagram post, which appears to have been published on Wednesday, shows a man standing in front of a blue car who says he is Antoine Massey and has the same distinctive facial tattoos. Massey faces kidnapping and rape charges. Authorities are not sure when or where the photo reportedly showing Massey was taken, but they are, quote, treating the post as if it's real. The official spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity because the official was not authorized to publicly discuss the May 16th break, where 10 inmates went on the run. 8 of them have been captured. 2 remain on the loose.
If your goal is to try to convince people that you're not a sociopath, playing "You Can't Catch Me" with the cops on Instagram,
yeah,
is certainly not going to get that done for you.
Now, I can understand the video that he posted earlier this week. I think it came out on Monday or Tuesday, where it was actually addressed to the President of the United States. And he says that he didn't break out, he was let out.
Right, and then he ran, because people who are let out.
But all 10 of them ran, so that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense.
Wait, how many have they caught?
8.
So 8 down, 2 to go?
That's good math.
2 remain, 1 is still just on the lam, the way that on the lam typically goes. And then this guy is like, I'm over here. No, I'm over here.
So with the video that he posted telling Trump, President Trump, that he didn't break out, he was let out, that one I could almost understand, because he professed his innocence and all that stuff. Now he's just toying with people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Now he's just saying, catch me if you can.
Yeah, now it's mocking. It's mocking. And I'm sorry, what did you say about officials? They spoke on a condition of what?
Anonymity.
Speaking on condition of anonymity tells the Associated Press.
Anonymity.
Thank you. Okay, never mind.
Poor Rebecca.
We love you, Rebecca. We miss you.
An anomaly.
And we love you. I don't know. I don't know if these guys are going to get caught. The Devil in the Ozarks is still out there.
Got an update on that right now.
Oh, wait. What's this? There's the Devil in the Ozarks.
So the Devil in the Ozarks.
I got to pay attention more to escaped prisoners.
Is a former police chief who is in prison for murder and rape.
Yes.
And he did not rape the person he murdered. These were two separate crimes.
Mm-hmm.
And he...
A former police chief, right?
That is correct.
In a really small town.
Gateway, Arkansas. Okay. Yep. And his name is Grant Hardin. And I don't even need to look down at the script. I already know the whole story. So he somehow got dressed up as a prison guard. It was a makeshift, homemade prison guard uniform.
He made it? It was
somehow, yeah.
Okay.
Somehow he acquired enough black fabric inside the prison to sew his own black pants, his own black shirt, and what appeared to be an armored vest, obviously lacking the armor, I would hope, that had a patch on the back that read security and a ball cap and black shoes. I mean, he had the full getup. He looked exactly like a security guard would be dressed.
Oh, my.
And just walked right on out of the prison.
A survivalist is issuing a warning for hikers and outdoors people in the Ozarks of Arkansas. Steer clear. Sean Hendricks's warning comes amid an ongoing search for prison escapee and former Gateway Police Chief Grant Hardin, who is 56. Fled a medium security prison in Calico Rock on Sunday, May 25th. Nicknamed the Devil in the Ozarks, Hardin was serving decades in prison for murder and rape. Says Hendricks, I think that the big thing that gets him caught or dead in the field is getting injured or a foodborne illness. Maybe he drinks some bad water. Now, if he gets dysentery or some kind of really bad foodborne or waterborne illness, that could take him out real quick. I'm quoting here from this survivalist. So let's hope that he drinks some bad water.
Whoa.
And has some really terrible disease that gets him out of the woods, because my biggest concern is that if you're a hiker or a camper or a hunter out here, you're not going to see it coming.
If you are a police chief in a town like Gateway, Arkansas, something tells me that you are not, you didn't shy away from the camping lifestyle, the survivalist lifestyle.
Now, from the text line, he was a police chief for less than 4 months before he got fired. I can neither confirm nor deny. I'm just reading out the text line, but yeah, that would be a bad day. You're minding your own business in the Ozarks on some trail, and then suddenly you're attacked by a maniac prison escapee.
Well, and this survivalist has a good point. If you're, especially if you're a hunter, but if you're any of those things, he's a big guy. He's 6 feet tall and weighs 259 pounds. But if you're a hunter or a hiker or whatever, everything on your person is something he could use, that he needs.
But if he goes around killing people on trails, he's literally leaving a blood trail.
Yeah, but they're in the woods.
I don't even think he's in the Ozarks.
I don't think he is either. I think he's long gone.
Long gone.
I would be.
It was kind of like that, the gal who smuggled out her boyfriend. Remember?
Toby Doerr.
No. I'm sorry. The one, yeah, well, yes, there's that one. But the other one who... Yes, her. Up in Wisconsin?
No, it wasn't Wisconsin. She was a jail warden. Not a warden, but an employee. And she falsely was taking him to a court hearing. And they just drove.
They absconded.
Vicky and Casey White?
Yes, that's it.
And they absconded. Well,
both of them had the last name of White.
Yeah, not related. I mean, other than the fact that she broke him out.
Yeah,
but it was 2022.
Yeah.
Everybody thought that they, you know, were like nine states away because they had a good, like a half a day, you know, before anybody caught them. Mm-hmm. And they were like one town over. Come on, kids. If you're going to,
if you're gonna break out, do it right.
And then run.
Don't insult us.
It was Alabama, by the way.
Alabama,
that's
right.
That's what I said, Alabama.
Right. Yeah. Right next to Wisconsin.
Yeah, it sounds exactly the same.
Jaina Geography.
913-586-7798. We have Festivus Friday. The airing of the grievances coming your way right after 5 o'clock. That is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Uh-huh. To all my brothers and sisters who are going to Pride this weekend, I say celebrate and enjoy. So I had to find the gayest song ever. And
you found it.
I chose It's Raining Men.
Is there an event this weekend?
Yeah, it's Pride. It's
Pride
weekend.
Well, I know it's Pride month, but...
Oh, it's Pride weekend here in Kansas City, down just off
Tice Park.
Yep.
Across from the Nelson.
I'll see you there, Sam.
You going to be there?
I will not. My buddy lives right there, so every year it's packed this weekend.
Okay.
I'll be out in a boot.
Will you?
Yeah. Out in a boot?
Will you be at Tice Park?
I'll be out in a boot.
Is it pronounced Tice? I don't even know.
So if you see me, say shalom.
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 It's across from Nelson.
Yes, shalom.
Shalom.
I see you. Shalom.
Shalom.
Meta has removed a number of ads promoting nudify apps, which are AI tools used to create sexually explicit deepfakes using images of real people. After a CBS News investigation found hundreds of such advertisements on its platforms. Quoting here from Meta, "We have strict rules against non-consensual intimate imagery. We removed these ads, deleted the pages responsible for running them, and permanently blocked their URLs associated with these apps." CBS News uncovered dozens of those ads on Meta's Instagram platform in its Stories feature, promoting AI tools that in many cases advertise the ability to upload a photo and, quote, see anyone naked.
Yeah, and they don't crack down on this. What? As a late 20s male, I am the target of these ads. And it's really fun sitting at work and just scrolling and like, whoa, hey, whoa, what is that? I don't want to see it.
Sam, they have strict rules against non-consensual intimate imagery.
Well, they strictly allow it.
Do they not have strict rules about consensual intimate imagery on Insta?
They strictly allow whatever is not safe for work, and I'm just sitting at work scrolling, and boom.
Wait, but it says here, we have strict rules against non-consensual intimate imagery. I'm not on Insta. Are you allowed to put consensual intimate imagery
photos up? I was always
under
the impression that that type of content was not allowed.
On Insta? No.
Just in general.
Insta's pretty PG-13. Now, but, Twitter.
It's certainly there.
Twitter don't care no more?
XXX. It's more like it.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Now, I have not had that experience on X, but... And I don't know how it gets into my algorithm. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Oh,
but.
Well. There's a reason it would. There's a reason that cats sneaking up on each other and lions devouring a zebra... And a lot of interstellar stuff ends up on mine.
What are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting that they've figured out my algorithm on Facebook Reels. They know that I like to watch Sammy Hagar videos and hear about outer space.
Okay.
I'm just saying maybe they figured out that you like to see naked people.
And how would they have figured that out? Well, what are you alleging here, sir? Because it seems like you're pointing at something.
I'm wondering how that ended up in your algorithm.
Okay, well, I can assure you that I do not do whatever activities you are suggesting that would promote such a thing popping up into my algorithm. And I mean popping.
Okay.
Well,
can you define popping?
Okay, please.
I would
actually
prefer not to, but thank you.
You know what my algorithms now show me? I made the mistake of clicking on a Sigourney Weaver link once, and now everything is all Sigourney Weaver all the time.
Oh.
Every movie that Sigourney Weaver's ever been in, I see clips, vignettes, well, reels, it's all. But you know what? I'm kind of here for it, because who doesn't like Sigourney Weaver?
Huh.
It's not a lion attacking a wildebeest, but you know.
Actually, the wildebeest will get the lion.
It's not a giraffe kicking a lion across the Sahara.
Scott would know. He's a pro.
Giraffes have an incredible kick. And what they don't actually kick, they stomp.
Well, what do they do with their long necks? Don't they, like, bonk each other, you know?
Oh, they will whack you with that thing.
No, I'm saying when a lion is trying to kill a baby giraffe and mama is there, mama will just wheel up and just stomp the lion with her big legs.
Oh.
That's how they defend their babies.
Okay. You've watched a lot of these, so you are fully, you are.
Scott is more addicted to Facebook Reels than a lot of people that I know.
I'll tell you, it is a little, well, you know.
Hey, it's better than other things.
In the morning.
You know?
In the morning when I'm, before I get into the shower, I'm doing one of the other things that you do in the morning before you get in the shower. And I have a couple of minutes of downtime on a chair, sort of a chair with a hole in it. And I'll just watch.
Throne. We'll call it a throne. A porcelain throne.
Yeah. I'll just watch a lot of Facebook Reels and then.
Why are you avoiding the word poop?
When I'm doing that, I'll watch Facebook Reels. And then during commercial breaks, I'll sit in here and watch Facebook Reels.
Everybody poops sometimes.
You are full-blown addicted.
I am addicted. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
But what else is there? Is it just wildebeests and kittens? Well,
he's a huge fan, and I'm not trying to call you out, but he's a huge fan of inspirational videos.
That's true.
In the voice of Denzel Washington.
That's
but
right.
Specifically the ones with words that Denzel Washington never said.
Right. It's AI.
Oh. It's all AI.
Well, mine.
But are very inspirational.
I'm looking at mine right now, and there are two reels of, you guessed it, Sigourney Weaver, and there's also two reels of a small toddler falling down a flight of stairs and then another kid getting beamed by a very large ball. So apparently my algorithms are Sigourney Weaver and children fails.
Mine are dog videos and workout videos.
Seems on brand.
And random ads that I would prefer not to pop up, but they do.
But they do. Pennsylvania's law that bans using handheld devices while driving is taking effect today. The new law, known as Paul Miller's Law, says that picking up your phone for any reason while you're behind the wheel of your vehicle is illegal. The law comes after a man by the name of Paul Miller was killed in a vehicle crash in Monroe County in 2010 when a tractor-trailer driver reached for the phone while driving. Now, they spoke with Paul Miller's mother, Eileen. She says, and I quote, "I don't want any parent to ever have to go to a morgue to identify their child by something so preventable. I know that this piece of legislation is going to save lives, and that was the most important thing."
I'm sure you don't have the verbiage of that legislation in front of you. Does it happen to say whether or not it is a first offense?
You mean a primary offense?
Correct.
Yeah, I was looking for that. It does not specify. It is a primary offense.
Good.
That's in the very last sentence.
So that law has weight.
It has
all
teeth
these
in
states
it, yeah.
Passing secondary offense hands-free driving laws. I love that you're trying. You're trying. I get it. But you're getting nothing done.
Didn't Missouri do that where they passed it was either Kansas or Missouri. I can't recall.
It is Missouri. They have a hands-free driving law, and if you are even supporting your phone when an officer pulls you over, so if they see you talking on the phone, you're going to get an additional ticket. If your phone is on your lap, you will get an additional ticket.
But you have to be doing something to break the law to begin with.
That is correct.
Other than having your phone in your hand.
Now, if there is an officer who's trying to meet certain performance goals, not quotas, performance goals, and they happen to see you talking on your phone, then they will look for another reason, like, oh, he didn't use his blinker, boom, pulling you over. But,
right,
like in California, and there are multiple other states that have it as a primary offense, but my most the most experience that I have with this is in California. If they so much as see you with your phone in your hand or like looking like you're moving a phone or something, they will pull you over and give you a ticket.
I'm totally fine with that. I don't think you should ticket somebody if they're at a stoplight and they're looking down at their phone or something.
Well, you know, California, that's a ticket.
Well,
it is.
If you're at a stoplight, you know, and you're mildly paying attention to the car in front of you, so when it moves, you put the phone down and you move, because that's what I do. That's the only time I ever have my cell phone in my hand in the car is if I'm at a stoplight and I know that I've gotten a text, and I'll look to see who it's from and whether or not it's, you know, something that's going to change my plans
it's
or not.
It's a reel of an alligator attacking a cheetah.
They do have those.
Do you scroll at stoplights?
No. I do not do Facebook reels at a stoplight.
Do you guys remember the one time, I don't even think you were on the show yet, remember when I got pulled over on Johnson Drive and you had the police chief come in to berate me on the air?
Mm-hmm.
And the police chief was like, how fast were you going?
That was Ben Hadley.
Well, Ben Hadley let me have it. He goes, you could have killed an entire family.
Oh, he wasn't being serious.
Well, I didn't appreciate Ben Hadley, but he did let me have
it. He's a wonderful human being.
Well, I'm just saying, I was speeding, and that's on me, but that was a little overkill. Like, when I saw him, you called him, and he came in, because I was lamenting getting a ticket, and then, it's funny on Mackie.
You fought the law.
And the law definitely won.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
All right. So from the what the what files, I saw this headline on the New York Times. This headline grabbed me. Doctors were preparing to remove their organs. Then they woke up. Now, if that isn't a headline, I don't know what is. So, according to this story, 4 years ago, an unconscious Kentucky man began to awaken as he was about to be removed from life support so his organs could be harvested. And even though the man cried, pulled his legs to his chest, and shook his head, officials still tried to move forward. Now, a federal investigation has found that officials at a nonprofit in charge of coordinating organ donations in Kentucky ignored signs of growing alertness, not only in that patient, but in dozens of other potential donors.
Whoa!
The investigation examined 350 cases over the past 4 years in which plans were to remove the organs, and they were canceled because in 73 of those cases, officials should have considered stopping sooner because the patient had high or improving levels of consciousness. Yes, and the story goes on. Some of these people who are slated for organ harvesting or organ removal slash donation slash whatever actually got better and walked out of the hospital.
So they were thought to be on life support.
Thought to be.
Brain dead or whatever. They're never going to improve.
Mm-hmm.
And as surgery is about to begin.
Is looming.
Or is beginning, they improve.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That is
there is a lot of controversy surrounding the idea of, quote, brain dead. And I am not well-versed enough to dive into it. It's something that I have read into quite a bit.
There are a lot of strict rules, but according to the article, the investigation criticized Kentucky organ donor affiliates, which was coordinating these donations in the state. And so now there are all these people. They're like, oh, were they actually brain dead? What's happened? So it's kind of a spooky story.
My dad was brain dead when we donated his organs.
Yeah.
And there was no doubt. I mean, he couldn't breathe on his own. it was over. You know, it was hard to accept. It's very hard to accept.
The same exact case for my mom. She had just slipped into life support, and there was no turning back. And, you know, my mom was, you know, in her 80s, so there are not a lot of viable organs. But they did say, and they were asked if I was okay with this, they actually took my mom's skin for burn victims, because apparently old people or elderly people, their skin is like paper thin, and in a perfect world, it's ideal for skin grafts.
They asked us when it was determined that my father, he was not coming back, the Midwest Transplant Center, they come in, and we hadn't even considered it, quite frankly. And they asked, you know, can we have a conversation with you? And we said, yeah. And, you know, they were very polite about it and understanding. I mean, you're going through the worst night of your life. You know, it's 3 o'clock in the morning when the doctor tells us.
It's the beginning of the end.
Yeah. And you know, and then all of a sudden somebody comes in and says, would you be willing to donate his organs? And we didn't even think twice about it. And we just said yes. And they said, okay, which ones are you willing to donate? And I think the decision was made, take whatever you can use. And they did. And I think we got a letter from one of the recipients of one of my dad's organs. I can't recall. I mean, it was 27 years ago. But I want to think that we got a letter from somebody. But we, you know, it was a tough time. We didn't respond. I wish we had. But we, you know, in hindsight, but we didn't. I think we were just, there was so much grief in the house, you know, and it was just decided, you know, it's very nice that they wrote and blah, 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 but we're going to pass.
Well, this story certainly leaves a stain on, like, donor networks that, you know, do things legit and do so much good for. Yeah.
It's clear, allegedly, at least at this hospital, that they like to toe the line. What does brain death mean?
Yeah. Well, but I don't want that to put a sour taste in other people's mouths about organ donation. It's very, very important.
I agree.
Critically important.
Just be careful if you end up in Kentucky.
We're going to do Festivus Friday here.
Just don't go to Kentucky.
Yeah, just stay away from Kentucky.
Don't go on life support in Kentucky. You never know what'll happen.
All right, we're going to do Festivus Friday coming up in just a moment. All the lines are open. Sam just cleared them all. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. We'll get to your grievances in just a moment. It's brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.